The crowd getting to their feet here in the stand, in reverence almost, as the Pirates are being announced. They will be out to a deafening roar any second now. The Falmouth Marine Band drums playing. Here come the gymnasts, cartwheeling and gambling. And here come the Pirates. It comes out to Blair Cowan. He will now march closer to the post. The Pirates forwards arriving in number. McAtee still wants it. It'll come out to Wynn. Wynn inside! Try for the Carnage Pirates! Steve Wynn, the bridge end boy, gets the first points of this final. Bentley with a conversion. Pops it over. And the Cornish Pirates leading by 7-0. We've had 18 minutes played. Right-footed, this one looks better. The flags are raised. And Munster are back in the game. No sooner do the Pirates take a 7-point lead. It is down to 7-3 now.
It's a penalty to Johnny Bentley. It's 23 metres out from the Munster line. Left-footed. And he comes up and kicks it. It goes straight between the posts. The crowd could tell you that the Pirates have increased their lead. We've played 25 minutes of the first half. It's Cornish Pirates 10, Munster 3. Blair Cowan changes his position. Picks up and goes to this near side. Offloads to Cattle. Cattle makes a snipe. Out to Wes Davis. Davis going for the line. Offloads to Roger McAtee. Roger McAtee has dived over in the corner for the second try of the afternoon. Johnny Bentley is less than a metre in from touch on this near side. Up he comes, left-footed, and he kicks it quite nicely. That's going very nicely. That's a superb conversion. Johnny Bentley has converted the try, and we've played 37 minutes of the first half. The scoreboard shows Cornish Pirates 17, Munster 6. Johnny Bentley has a penalty, 30 metres out, on the 15-metre line, on the correct side for him as a left-footer to increase the Pirates' lead. Up he comes, left-footed. And he's just put it to the left of that post and it's going to come in. Yes, it does come in brilliantly. Johnny Bentley, he's kicked another penalty and extends the Pirates' lead. The scoreboard says Pirates 20, Munster 6.
And Declan Cusack, he's about 45 metres out, give or take, square onto the posts, attacking the town end of the ground now. He's given that a fair old thump straight through the post and an excellent kick. That reduces the arrears, 20 points to 9. Total silence here at the recreation ground as Bentley steps up and left-footed. The crowd will tell you
it's through the post. Johnny Bentley increases the Cornish Pirates lead, 23 points to 9.
Out on the far side, Gleeson up to Scanlon. It's out on the far side. Can he go over in the corner? It's the winger. It's Danny Barnes. Goes over in the corner for a try for Munster. The Pirates' defence has finally been breached. And the referee blows the whistle for full time. The British and Irish Cup has been won by the Cornish Pirates here at Camborne.